Now it's time for 300 Villages. This week, we're heading to Whale Pass, a small community on Prince of Wales Island.
My name is Bob Meyer, and I've lived in Whale Pass for the last 7 years. The community of Whale Pass is ostensibly a retirement community, and it originated as a logging camp back in the 1960s. The properties are strung out along the edge of the bay and along the road system. It does not appear to be a cohesive village, if you would, but in spirit, it's a very tight community, as you would find in any other rural Alaskan setting. Everyone appreciates being close to nature, being out of the urban environments. During the summer months, fishing, crabbing, shrimping are the primary activities. During the winter time, hunting, snowmobile machining, skiing would be the primary recreational activities. Indoor activities, we have a very strong community library association. We receive mail twice a week. That would be the other social points of the week. The area received its name by George Vancouver during their surveying. They observed a number of whales within Whale Pass and outside of Whale Pass. Primarily during the summer months, you'll see large numbers of humpback and killer whales, the occasional finback, but they're a rarity.
Bob Meyer lives in Whale Pass. 300 Villages is AK's attempt to put every community in Alaska on the radio. If you want to hear your community on the show, send an email to news@alaskapublic.org. Thanks for listening to AK This Week. We had help from Rachel Waldholtz, Annie Feit, and Dave Waldron. Tune in next week for more unique stories from around the state. I'm Robert Woolsey.